We back? Okay. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, December 8, 2023. We need to get back to the Christmas story. Haven't gotten back to that. We should get back to at least part of that, and I would encourage folks to watch it over the weekend. Get back to the long game and the story and finish that up. But first, actually, we should do some announcements. The streams are fixed or largely fixed, should be operating better. If you're hearing this broadcast streaming, then you know that. That's good. So that's good news. We are in the midst of the second annual John Stadmiller book drive. This is week four. Do we have a book officially yet? Week four book? Oh, okay. Week four book announcement forthcoming. Still, make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. It's going to be good. It's Christmas. It's a surprise. Come on. Be pleasantly surprised, but more importantly, support the network. Make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. Entrants who do not win will be added to subsequent week's drawings. And again, you know, it's for a good cause. Congratulations to week one, two, and three winners, Joyce, Lynn, and Charles. And you may have heard we have a significantly different weekday schedule these days, Monday through Friday. Weekends are the same. They remain unchanged. But, you know, I sort of went through this yesterday. And I think I'll do it again real quick. the schedule, just real quick. So we go through that. My understanding is this is what it looks like. First, let me. Yeah, okay. So. I'm just going to do the Monday through Friday stuff because, again, Saturday and Sunday, the weekends are unchanged. So okay. So, can you is if there aren't too many, can you outline those? Because I've only seen the weekday changes. So there are changes on the weekend, actually, but here's what Monday through Friday looks like. I know that the weekend is not unchanged. So that's I've misspoke there. So Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. These are all central time, obviously, because everything revolves around Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas, as it should be. Right. The John Moore Show with John Moore, 7 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, followed by yours truly. This broadcast, Road Warrior Radio, 10 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. And then followed now by Patrick Slattery, National Bugle Radio, 12 to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then it starts to get interesting after that. In the 1 p.m. hour, Monday through Friday, Monday you have Steve Starr's Lightspeed Times 2. Tuesday and Thursday, Dave Von Kleist. Dave Von Kleist is awesome, and so welcome back, sir. That's Tuesday and Thursday. Wednesdays, 1 to 2 p.m., Mark Anderson, Stop the Presses. Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m., Mark Dankoff, The Dankoff Report. 2 to 4 p.m. I did that yesterday too. 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, Jim Fetzer, Authentic News. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday, Maggie Rose, The New Concord Hour. No, The New Concord Lantern, because now it's 2 hours. Tuesday through Thursday, Jeff Bennett, Edge of Darkness, 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then 4 to 6 p.m. Friday, Ron Avery, In Search of Lawful Government. And then Richard Carey, Beyond the Official Narrative, 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then everything is much the same after that, right? Trump Phenomenon with James Kelso, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., Willem Repelum, Punch Bowl. 10 p.m. to midnight, Monday through Thursday, special selections of John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. And then 10 p.m. to midnight, Friday, the final hour with Travis. And, you know, shouldn't that be the final lantern? I was joking about that yesterday. Obviously, it's, you know, the final hour in a different context. So,
oh, and I'm going to come on. It's just final hour, I think.
Okay.
That'll help. It's not the final hour.
And then 12 a.m., Sin to Sin C with Dan Overhauser, which is pre-recorded. So what is the weekend deal? Can you do that in a nutshell?
Yeah, just quickly, there are a few changes. We lost Vinny Eastwood, has moved. He's actually on with, I believe, Ground Zero now. And I'm sad to see him go. I think he was in a bad slot. Hopefully we can get him back on RBN at a time and a place that's better for him. But I think the schedules may need to be updated, but Dave Scorpio has some extra time. Mike Gaddy, I believe, has some extra time. Just in the last few weeks, there have been a few changes on the weekend. I think other than that, everything is up to date. So mainly Vinny Eastwood's show is no longer on RBN live. Okay. And Dave Scorpio, I believe, has some extra time there. I think that's the main thing that I have not updated. And cool. That should be it.
All right. So that should do it for the announcements. There you go.
The book thing, yes. And because of the recent technical difficulties, I think it's going to be a little while before we kind of get the book drive back to normal. We will extend it. We will offer as much as we can. I have been kicking around doing a book possibly on prepping and storing food, also including hemp paste. We do have some hemp paste that we have been given from them, the people at Hemp Paste and 3D Bunkers, if you hear that ad. So I'd like to make a little package with some kind of a prepping or food storage selection and some hemp paste, which will be that the hemp paste is a $100 value. So I think it's exciting. I don't know. We'll see. Sorry, we're a little behind, a lot of technical issues, and like I said, we will extend the book drive. So anybody that donates $100, we will enter you into that. It does help if you let us know if you do not want to be included or would like to be included. And you can call us, you know, 800-724-2719, extension 3, or donate through PayPal and just leave a note in the PayPal. There's a field for notes.
So this reminds me, William Kirk did a video October of this year. And, you know, I would say this is in anticipation of the Christmas season, in a sense. You'll understand in a second, folks. The companies that want to disarm you. October 8, 2023, YouTube video by William Kirk, Washington gun law president. And it was based on the AmmoLand article posted January 13, 2022 by Lee Williams. Current list of anti-gun businesses you should avoid giving your money. There is the long game that's being played. Speaking of the long game, you know, SHB 1240, I think it is, in Washington reminds me of that, where, you know, normal things are vilified. William Kirk, actually, who was interviewed by King 5 about SHB 1240, I think it is. And, you know, they talked about magazines, you know, high capacity magazines, which is, you know, anything more than 10. And William Kirk said everything is a high capacity magazine these days then, because all of the double stack stuff is 12 to 15 or more rounds, kind of standard issue. You know, the anything that's not a compact, subcompact, micro, whatever, pistol is 12, 15, 17, 18 rounds standard. And so, you know, in Washington, you can't buy them. You can own them, but you can't buy them. And so what does that do to people psychologically? The long game is eventually, you know what? It's a war of attrition. What happened? What's going on? Right on. So, you know, the AmmoLand article, current list of anti-gun businesses you should avoid giving your money. What's the point? The point is, don't buy anything on Amazon. Support your local businesses. What should I do if I can't buy? Here's what to do. Go to RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and support the sponsors and the advertisers. Start there, maybe. Start in your local community. Make something. You know, as I said, I think, in the last couple of days, knitting and crocheting are coming back into vogue, apparently, which I think is fantastic. So anyway, be smart. You know, if a brand wants to disarm you, there's probably a reason, you know, and it's, again, you know, it's accomplished in a way that is plausibly deniable. Goes back to Stuart Chase, The Road We're Traveling, saying, you know, it's a thing, I would call it X, where it's control without ownership. And that's what you see. There's no neck to grab. But all of these corporations with their interlocking boards and so on somehow seem to operate on the same ideology, the same moral economy, quote unquote, is shaping up. ESG, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, environmental, social governance, that kind of garbage. So, you know, 2020 Vision, A&M Records, Alicorp, Alphabet, obviously. Some big ones I'll just mention real quick: AMC Theaters, AOL, Time Warner, AT&T. These are companies that lobby lawmakers to enact strict gun confiscation legislation. Bank of America, Beyond Meat, Bloomberg, Burger King, Chipotle, CNN, you know, Ted doesn't want you to be armed, Comcast, Crunchbase, Delta Airline, Dick's Sporting Goods is infamous. Oh my goodness, they're terrible. Disney, remember when it was normal to get ammo at Walmart? Guns and ammo, for that matter. Disney, obviously. DoorDash, eBay, Ecolab, Enterprise, Eventbrite, Don't Use These Platforms, Gap Inc., Gateway Computers, Geico, Don't Listen to the Lizard, Hallmark Cards, which is the channel. And so, you know, I talked about this last year a little bit, and I had my movie list. This year I'm having, you know, a crisis of conscience. I haven't mentioned the movie list really at all. Impossible Foods, Kenneth Cole. These are just a few, kind of the highlights. Levi Strauss and Co. Lucent Technologies, Lyft. Despite that post that Micro did on social media recently about the Lyft driver guy in, what was it, Oklahoma, I think. MetLife, Microsoft, obviously, MongoDB, or anyone, you know, MTV, MSNBC, NBC Universal, NCR Corp, Nextdoor, Panera Bread, PayPal, Reddit. These are just the highlights. Sara Lee, just a few. See the Amoland list yourself. Twilio, Uber, Voyage, Yelp, Yum Brands is pretty expansive. Zola, same thing. Anyway, that's a few. Small list. The list over at Amoland, the article titled Current List of Anti-Gun Businesses You Should Avoid Giving Your Money. And William Kirk's subsequent video on YouTube, The Companies That Want to Disarm You. The Wild and Free Pigs of the Okefenokee Swamp. It's not a big deal. We just get free stuff. It's okay. No, that's not okay. It's bad. So, you know, patronize the RBN sponsors and advertisers. Look to your local community for folks. Make something. Those are three good suggestions, I think. Quality suggestions. Hard to go wrong with local. There's a neck to grab. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Quick, speaking of, you know, don't support brands that want to disarm you and the law-abiding general American populace. Honestly, I've said it before. I think that the people who are not toadies should, you know, the radical, rabid lefties will say, for lack of a better way to put it, the, you know, tree-hugging contingent who says, well, I just don't understand why anybody, you know, the only people that should have guns are the authorities. Well, that's historically very problematic. Do a little investigation. But I would encourage people that think that way and are probably afraid of guns because they really haven't been around them. Put yourself through the paces. Go fill out a form 4473. You know, do the things to get, you know, your CCW or whatever, get a, they call them CPL in Washington, a concealed pistol license, for example. Put yourself through those paces and see if you just don't feel dirty, like you need to take a shower. Those things don't, you know, how do you reconcile those things with shall not be infringed? Well, you know, hunting, the Second Amendment is not about hunting. Read it. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No hunting, no self-defense, no family defense, no personal protection. None of that's in there. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. 4473 sounds like an infringement. This gets back to the point that I was making before about my, you know, escapade last evening and the overreach of the administrative state. Robert Barnes, We should probably play the beginning of that. I'm getting way ahead of myself. Free association is a dangerous thing. Maybe we could just play the beginning of this. We need to get back to that excerpt from the excellent piece, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, True Stream Media, Overlooked Lost in the Shining Hotel, Episode 1, where the buffalo is in view, which is happening. You know, people who want to hunt and feed themselves, I mean, there are places in this country where the hunting season is literally 10 days of the 365. That is absurd. That's a way to create a docile, feckless, helpless population. And, you know, some of the guys I talked to last night, one of the guys said, and if you don't have to hunt, you know, to feed yourself, why do you need a gun? And that's, you know, that's the next argument. People in Washington, you better back up. What is it? Is it SHB 1240? I think it is. You better back that up. You better get it rolled back. You think it's going to stop at, well, you can't buy it, but you can own it. Really? Think it's going to end there? People who want to come into your house and take you to a re-education center and make sure you wear a mask and stuff. Remember that? Jay Inslee talking about that? We'll come to your house and we'll take you, you know, to somewhere where we can keep an eye on you so that you get better. Do you really believe, Washington, it's going to stop it? You can't buy it? So speaking of the ATF, I'm getting ahead of myself. The point, let me just make the announcement first before we do all this other stuff. Please, we have a ProPure holiday sale on gravity-fed water filters and systems. I need that. And we should all get those for gifts for folks. You know, I've been thinking about it. Maybe we could have a series of, I don't know, gifts or something that, you know, we can, like, there's a collection of stuff, you know, like there's a water filtration system and a this and a that, not like crazy stuff, you know, where people go, oh my gosh, is it proper? But, you know, just something to help people get knowledged up, just a simple, relatively, what's the word? Not non-confrontational, but, you know, kind of a disarming, maybe that's not the best word to use, but, you know, a low, you know, barrier to entry or a low confrontation point, just something to get people to kind of go, that's interesting. Because people don't know the long game that's being played here. So we have a ProPure holiday sale on gravity-fed water filters and systems up to and including whole house systems. Call 800-724-2719 extension 3 and leave a message with your contact information or email RBN or contact us through the website. Unfortunately, our store is another casualty of, you know, stuff, but we're gonna get that fixed. The web store is not up to date, so it's best to look for products, I think, but not purchase through the store. Is that kind of what we're saying there?
Okay. It's pro1usa.com. Pro1usa.com. Just go there, peruse anything that anyone wants from Pro One. Yeah, because ProPure apparently is, they got into some trouble with, you know, the Pure label. So it's pro1usa.
Well, yeah,
that's another.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of casualties, but just pro1usa.com, whatever anyone wants, and then just contact us. Let us know, and in the next few days, we can definitely get a large discount. This is when we buy our filter replacements, because they are 25% off. So shower filters, water filters, you can put them in your Berkey, you can put them in your just any gravity-fed system. Usually you can just, you know, throw a washer on there and screw them. They give you the everything you need comes with the filters.
And, you know, again, I mean, this is a subject. If you look closer, you'll see this is something that's being attacked. People being self-sufficient and not trusting the, you know, whatever the big, you know, again, the Salvatore Natoli quote applies with force in our society. We unconsciously equate size with importance and even power, and I would say authority. And so, you know, New York Times did an article on the Berkey, the big Berkey water filter.
Yeah, I was going to say that
5 years ago.
The Berkey is not allowed to be sold in the U.S. right now, from what I understand.
Yeah. Why is that? Because that makes people it's a system that will last forever and makes people unreliant.
Right. And they and all of the explorers and, you know, Doctors Without Borders, everybody that goes to Africa. I'm going to Africa. I'm going to save the planet. I'm going to, you know, save the tribes. That's what they've been using. And Berkey's been around for a long time. They're a little expensive. That's why we've been with Pro One for many years now.
I guess we skipped another break, didn't we?
We skipped the half hour because, hey, I mean, this is pretty much, I mean, it sounds like an ad, but it's not. This is important information. So forget the break, but just this is an RBN update. People need to know how to get these things because, as you mentioned,
be American.
Yeah.
Be self-reliant.
That's what we're trying to do. Yeah, we're trying
American.
To. Yeah, stuff that's built here, made here, the money stays here, the currency, the whatever you want to call it, the value hopefully is directly into the product and not, you know, we're not like getting some hack stuff. This is Mike at RBN. We have a old Berkey system, little gravity fed stainless steel. I bought a Pro One system for my family. That's what we use. I just replaced the filter in that. And you know, you only need like one filter. These are very good filters, and it's all the Pro One thing is all in one. That's kind of the big deal with me personally, is the Berkey thing is you got to buy this and you got to buy this other thing, and then you know, it's expensive, it's a lot of components. The Pro One, they're trying to make it in America, they're trying to make it in the USA, and sometimes they have problems, sometimes it takes a while, but if anybody needs any filters, I'm pretty sure they have those right now. This is the time, from like a week ago up until I think probably after New Year, you can get filters 25% off, which is a large saving. I mean, filters are expensive. These things last 6 months to 12 months, and you can just have just one. And it's, you know, unless you're feeding 200 people water in 4 hours, you don't need two or three or four filters. It takes 2 or 3 hours and you get a full, you know, gallon and a half, 2 gallons of water out of one of these things. They're very efficient, very effective. I love it. I mean, that's what I drink. So take advantage. That's all I can say. I mean,
yeah,
we're trying.
Yep. Well said, sir. So back to the 2A issue quickly, and to finish the point that I was making, you know, Washington, wake up. Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, has nothing to do with self-defense. Even though 2008 D.C. v. Heller, the Supreme Court upheld that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to possess a firearm unconnected with service in a militia and to use that arm for traditional lawful purposes, such as self-defense within the home. But, you also have to understand that, speaking of the militia, you know, this is an important conversation because, you know, everybody's saying, well, you know, you don't need this many. All of the gun grabbers are saying you don't need this many rounds for hunting or whatever. And where do you think that's going? Where is that conversation leading? The statue what is it, the statue outside the UN that has the pistol with the revolver with the twisted barrel? That's where it's headed. So, you know, the militia needs military-style weapons. Okay, let's just say we all agree with that. Well, along comes the Militia Act of 1903, which creates the National Guard. And now, basically, the army, you know, the militia has been sort of subsumed into the army. And the regulars and the volunteers were never, the twain were not supposed to meet. Neither the twain shall meet. The volunteers, the militia were supposed to be, you know, the first line of defense. Remember the true seeker of the far north, Ralph Winter Road would, you know, he had the Minuteman as his sort of mascot. And, you know, that's the idea. Every able-bodied man from 18 to 50 is a Minuteman, part of the militia. Until the regulars arrive, that's our first line of defense. But the Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says that Congress can raise standing armies and funds to support them for a period of no more than 2 years. Why is that? That's something that the founders discussed at length. And what do we have now? Since 1947, the National Security Act of 1947 institutionalized what they called back in the day the National Military Establishment, the NME, the enemy, which is, you know, since the Eisenhower days, referred to as the military-industrial complex, which is much more, you know, chic and vogue sounding than the NME. So, you know, it's important to understand these things. Anyway, the brands that are coalescing to disarm the American public, lobbying to make it seem like someone or other in the public wants this. Most people don't. I was saying, for those who genuinely believe that even law-abiding citizens should not own firearms, put yourself through the paces. Go, you know, fill out the ATF form 4473. Go do whatever it takes to get a CCW in your neck of the woods and see if you don't feel like a criminal, that you don't feel dirty in the process. And then ask yourself, how does this fit? How do I reconcile this with shall not be infringed? No, it's a right to it's a right to carry state, or it's a shall issue state, or whatever. But, you know, Washington is a shall issue state, I believe. And that, you know, doesn't make sense when you hear shall not be infringed, but there's infringement everywhere. Shall issue after you jump through all these hoops and wait 30, 60, 90 days doesn't sound like shall issue to me. Call me crazy. Doesn't sound like shall issue to me. So, you know, we need to maybe grow a backbone, grow a spine on this kind of stuff and say, So for the people who say, I don't think anyone should, just go through the paces, first of all, and see if you don't feel like a criminal. There are people who do this. And then, like I've said before about this, do the kind of like they used to do in home ec, you know, you got to carry your baby around for a week or a month or whatever. And, you know, if you lose your baby or something happens, you fail the class. Yeah, exactly, the egg. And, you know, I mean, put yourself through those paces and see if you don't feel like a criminal and realize that criminals don't care. They don't abide by this stuff. Do you think that folks who want to do bad things are making sure that, for example, you know, they don't have a round in the, you know, there is not a round in the cylinder of the revolver, or there's not a magazine and a round chambered in a semi-automatic pistol, you know, that someone's driving around with in their car or whatever. The criminals who obviously don't have a concealed pistol license in Washington, do they care about that stuff? They don't seem to care. They're not concerned, but you know, law-abiding citizens jump through these hoops. So if you don't think that people should own firearms, you have a, you know, like a moral issue with that or whatever, just put yourself through those paces and see if that doesn't temper your perspective a little bit, and see the things that people, law-abiding citizens, go through in just about every state, everywhere in this country, in order to do that, to protect, you know, themselves and those around them, their loved ones, their family, and their house, but also, you know, other places. And it's an established fact that every time we see a Strategy of Tension episode somewhere, it's almost always in a gun-free zone, shall we say. You know, whether it's what happened in Maine recently, the Robert Card thing, which was weird. You know, the guy evades law enforcement only to, you know, shoot himself in the head a couple of times and throw himself in a storage container. He evades law enforcement only to commit suicide. Anyway, but you know, the establishments that he visited, one was the restaurant, the other was the bowling alley. Typically, you know, in states that are pretty, you know, gun friendly, they, you know, you can't carry a firearm into a place that serves, that sells alcohol for consumption, which would be a restaurant, bar, bowling alley type stuff. So that's, you know, those were essentially gun-free zones, those kinds of things. Wherever you see that, that's what usually happens. So, you know, it's not uncommon. You see the stories all the time, even though they don't get national coverage, that somebody was, you know, carrying concealed in a grocery store, and somebody walked in maybe to rob the store or something, and oops, picked the wrong day to do that. And we should probably, I should come back to the video where, you know, John Lott's book, More Guns, Less Crime, Understanding Crime and Gun Control Laws. And he proves, even from the FBI's data, that more guns equals less crime. Who did the video on this? The guy who has been a prosecutor and defense attorney, who says that, I think it's, gosh, it's close to 90, it's upwards of 90, 99% or something of, the incidents where someone produced a firearm, as they say, where there's a crime about to be committed, someone's going to get mugged or whatever, that person produces a firearm, the crime almost always goes away, because the criminals are opportunistic. They want the biggest payoff with the least problem. They don't want to be injured or killed in the process of stealing or whatever. So usually a firearm ends it, even if it's just brandished, as they say. So despite what people in Chicago are being told. Anyway, all of that's the subject of a different time. Speaking of the ATF stuff, you know, Form 4473 and stuff like that, FBI background checks, ATF, blah, blah, blah. And a standing army, for that matter. Can we play the beginning of Robert Barnes's Hillsdale College talk, The Corruption of the FBI, just the first minute or something? By chance? Cool. Thank you.
Did the FBI go awry? It is a bit of a trick question, because there is an answer, and the answer, as is often the case, is in the Constitution. There is no place for a federal police force in the United States Constitution.
We could just stop it right there. There's a whole lot more I encourage folks to watch, you know, watch that at your leisure. The Corruption of the FBI, Robert Barnes, Hillsdale College Talk. And that goes for all of these other federal agencies. What branch do they fall under? ATF, BATF, whatever, BATFE, whatever the heck it is today, CDC, CDCP, or whatever, you know, Center for Disease Control. Oh, and prevention. No, it's no, we do that sometimes too. Okay. Well, that was an afterthought that you stapled on to the end there, but IRS, DEA, you know, FBI, CIA, NSA, et cetera, et cetera. What branch do they fall under? R.J. Pistrito, Heritage Foundation piece, The Birth of the Administrative State, Where It Came From and What It Means for Limited Government. For those who hold the Constitution of the United States in high regard and who are concerned about the fate of its principles, you know, separation of powers, limited government, there's the Walter Williams piece. Williams said it best. There is a video. We should just, I'll do this because, man, what, you know, so again, you know, what do we know? So the fate of its principles, what are the principles of the Constitution? Walter Williams spelled it out brilliantly. Let me see. This is a long piece, though. Not really. It's a few minutes, but yeah. So, okay. So, let me see. Okay. So, Walter Williams. Really said it best. And True American News YouTube channel posted this collection from the interview. Still find on. Is it this one or a different one? No, it's this one. So the in-depth C-SPAN interview with Walter Williams, November 1, 2015. This is an excerpt from that. So we want to do 154 to 506 or something like that, I think. Are we going to skip this break too, or are we going to do this one? I don't know what we're doing, but Walter Williams spelled it out best. Okay, so R.J. Pistrito's 2007 piece, Heritage piece, The Birth of the Administrative State, Where It Came From and What It Means for Limited Government, he wrote, for those who hold the Constitution of the United States in high regard and who are concerned about the fate of its principles, in our contemporary practice of government, the modern state ought to receive significant attention. Wait, back up. What are the principles of the Constitution? What does that mean? Walter Williams spells it out best. Can we do that, please?
Any politician who would rigorously live up to his oath of office to uphold and defend the United States Constitution, he just would not get elected to office by the American people, because what politicians reflect, they reflect the values and views of the American people, that is, those who will elect them to office. Now, some people might say, well, gee, Williams, that's a little bit strong. Well, look, we just might ask ourselves, what would happen to a politician who had the vision of, let's say, James Madison, the acknowledged father of the United States Constitution, and in 1794 Congress appropriated $15,000 to help some French refugees. And James Madison stood on the floor of the House irate, and he said, and I'm virtually quoting him, he says, "I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article in the Constitution that authorizes Congress to spend the money of their constituents for the purposes of benevolence." Now, if you look at the federal budget, two-thirds to three-quarters of it is for the purposes of benevolence. Now, just ask yourself, what would the American people do to a politician or to anybody running for office who would make a statement like Madison did, or make another statement? Madison said that charity is not a legitimate function of government. Now, can you imagine what the American people would do to a politician who said that? And so what I'm saying is that politicians are reflecting the values and views of the people who elect them to office. And unfortunately, the values and views of most Americans are distinct from those of the founders of our nation.
So, Walter Williams, has the Tea Party movement been a positive in your view in American politics?
You know, that's so at the end there, he spells it out. The powers of the federal government are. Did we get to that yet? Where did we stop? What's the timestamp? Oh, I apologize. Got to keep going for the punchline. Sorry. Apologize.
Those are the founders of our nation.
So, Walter Williams, has the Tea Party movement been a positive in your view in American politics?
Well, I think so. It has been a movement, or it's been a group of people who are saying, well, look, let's go back to the Constitution. Let's have constitutional principles. But whether they'll be successful or not is another matter. And keep in mind that, you know, if you look at the founders of our nation, they wanted very, very limited government. If you read Madison's in Federalist Paper, I think it's 45 or 48, and when he was trying to describe to the citizens of New York what was in the Constitution, to kind of get the citizens of New York to ratify the Constitution, he said that the powers that we delegated to the federal government are few and well-defined and restricted mostly to external affairs. Those left with the people and the states are indefinite and numerous. Now, if you turn that upside down, you'd have what we have today. That is, the powers of the federal government are indefinite and numerous, and those of the people in the state are limited and well-defined.
There you go. All right, so companion piece. We're running out of time. But, you know, that's the bottom line on the principles of the Constitution. Powers of the federal government are, as he put it, few and well-defined, restricted mostly to external affairs. Those left to the people and the states are indefinite and numerous. Now that's been turned upside down. That's the administrative state that Pistrito wrote about in his Heritage piece. Can we play that one last clip, minute long, of Walter Williams on slavery?
Brothers, in my thinking about many, many issues, my initial premise that I make is that I own Walter Williams. I am the property of Walter Williams. You are the property of Brian Lamb. And so what that means, when you start off with the idea of self-ownership, well, then there are certain things that are clearly immoral. And the reason why they're immoral, because they violate private property. That is, the reason why murder is immoral is because it violates private property. Rape is immoral. It violates private property. Theft is immoral. It violates private property. And many Americans can go along with this, but I say something else violates private property that many Americans would not agree with me. That is, I think that the forcible use of one person to serve the purposes of another, it violates private property. Because keep in mind, a working definition of slavery is, in fact, the forcible use of one person to serve the purpose of another.
Okay. So, you know, we talk about tax day in America since, you know, the passage of the 16th Amendment. And people talk about working for, you know, a third or sometimes a half of the year to do this. And is that not slavery? According to the definition that Walter Williams just mentioned, the forcible use of one person to serve the purposes of another? Just a question. This is all sort of background for the story that I have not gotten back to yet to finish my escapade last evening. And probably makes for good radio. But we're out of time today. I'll talk about it tomorrow, or excuse me, Monday. We're headed into the weekend. This is Friday, obviously. And I hope you have a great weekend. Maybe I'll come back to the story on Monday. And I would encourage you to watch the Christmas story. We played part one yesterday. We didn't get to part two today, but it is what it is. Please pray for one another. Support the network. Don't be schizophrenic. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.